We all know that the practice that we have is to have altogether 100 kolos over the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah each day. So let's break down 100 kolos. We know that there's 30 kolos that we blow before Musaf. The 30 kolos that we blow during Musaf. Now, I'm assuming now that we blow in the Chazaras HaShach, there are those who blow actually in Shtila Shmoneh Esrei. That's a whole other possibility. You already have 90 by the time you finish Chazaras HaShach. But Ashkenaz, most Minhagim follow the view that we only blow during Chazaras HaShach. So that makes 60. And then we have the final 40 at the end. The Indian of the Mea Kolos, why 100? That's, you know, remez, we have to have an Indian Mea Kolos. But the main Kolos that we think about when we think about the mitzvahs, Kiyas Shofar, the 30 and the 30. The first 30 before Musaf we called Kiyas de Meyushav. And then this is, at least it's according to almost most Rishonim, there's, Baramor has a different way to understand it, we'll see soon. But most Shitas are that the Kiyas that we blow before Musaf have a Kiyas in the Yusuf. Why? Because technically you can be seated then, the Rambam even says everyone else is seated, just the one who blows is standing. So there's no Yusuf to stand. Okay, the Minig is that we all stand, but it's called Kiyas de Meyushav. And then we have the Kiyas that we blow over the time of Chazaras HaShatz, and that's Kiyas de Me'umad. Why? Because that's the halacha to stand. The chazan stands, and it could be everyone should be standing. Again, that also, not everyone stands during Chazaras HaShatz necessarily, but during the Kiyas we certainly do, and they're called Kiyas de Me'umad. And then we mashke Mea Kolos by having another 40. So let's talk about this idea. Why do we have separate sets of Tkiyas, Kiyas de Meyushav before Musaf, Kiyas de Me'umad during Chazaras HaShatz? What is the Ikur Mitzvah of Shofar? When are we actually Mekayim HaMitzvah? Okay, there's a lot of Gemaras, we can't obviously go through all of them, but one thing we should start off with. The Inyan of 30 Kolos, that's to be Mekayim, the Kor Chi of Midoraisa. Why 30 Kolos? How does that come about? Because we learn out from various Pesukim that you have to have three truos. It says psukim by shofar, by yovel. It says trua three times. And we have a kabbalah that every trua has to be accompanied by tkiah before tkiah afterwards. So the basic chiyuv d'oraisa is tkiah, trua, tkiah three times, which would be only nine. However, Gemara explains that we're not sure what trua means. Trua can mean one of three things. Trua can mean what we call trua, right, nine short blasts, or trua might mean what we call shvarim, three slightly longer blasts, or trua might mean the combination of shvarim trua that we call shvarim trua. Trua is a type of a cry, so there are different ways a person can cry. A person can cry, can sob with like longer sobs, like a shvarim sound, aha, 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 like that, or it can be more of a hysterical type of a cry, like shorter, longer, or sometimes it's both. The person starts off genuchi ganich, like a shvarim, and then that leads into a real yellow. Not the other way around, not common to find people starting off with a trua type of a cry, then a shvarim. So therefore, the three possibilities are here, shvarim trua, shvarim or trua. There's a famous Rabbeinu Haigon that says that it's not as if we're really misupik. After all, what were they doing all this time until Rav Avoh was misaking that we should have all three? Rather, that all three really are valid, because trua can mean any one of the above. But the fact is that different communities were doing different things, and he wanted to create a uniform standard. Therefore, everybody does all three. That's a chiddush Rabbeinu Hai. But the pshuto, you would just say that there's a suffix. In any case, so now, in order to mekayim what we say is the mitzvah d'oraisa, to have tkiah, trua, tkiah three times, trua three times, but it always requires tkiah before and after. So in order to do that, you're going to have the three combinations of trua. So that means you have to have tkiah shvarim trua tkiah three times, tkiah shvarim tkiah three times, and tkiah trua tkiah three times. That's a total of 30, right? Because tkiah shvarim trua tkiah is technically four blasts. Shvarim trua is in the middle, but that's shvarim and trua. So that's 4 times 3 is 12. Tkiah shvarim tkiah is 9, and tkiah trua tkiah is 9. So you get a total of 30. So that's the basic key of the rice. Now the question here for now is this. Let's talk about the kiyas de miyushav, the kiyas de me'umad. What is exactly the role of both? Which ones are we using to mekayim our ikar mitzvah? And why do we repeat it then? And then we have the inyan of the 40 afterwards that we say is just sort of like a rabcha de mosa to have the inyan of 100. But obviously within the first 30 and the middle 30, there's something going on. What exactly is the need for it? What's the ikar mitzvah? Besides the actual mitzvah of kiyas shofar in its own right, in other words, to hear kiya truat kiya three times, which translates into 30 kolos, there's also an inyan of being tokea of seder habrachas. A seder habrachas, that means that there are three crucial brachas within the body of the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah of Musaf. We of course say this only by Musaf. The other tefillos are seven brachas, like a regular Shabbos and Yantif. So the middle bracha is Kedushas Hayom. But Musaf, we have the longest Shemoneh Esrei that we have of the year in terms of the actual Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, in Kippur we have a whole additional Vidui at the end, but that's not technically part of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's Tachanunim after the Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, it's obviously Mitzurif, but in terms of the actual Shemoneh Esrei itself, the longest Shemoneh Esrei we have is Musaf Rosh Hashanah. So the practice, of course, is that we all daven, not just the Sheikh Tziba, we all daven the long Shemoneh Esrei of nine brachas only at Musaf. There's a Balamar that brings that some have the minig to have this. First he brings only the Shad says it, and he has the other extreme that everyone said it all the time, not just in Musaf. But of course we know our practice is that it's only in Musaf and everybody says it. Why nine brachas? Because we have three special themes that we have to articulate in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. They're called Malchios, Zichronos, and Shoftos. And there's a structure to each one. The theme of Malchios, Hashem's Malchus on the world, we emphasize the theme, we support it with psukim, starting with Torah, to read from Torah, followed by Ksuvim, followed by Nevi'im, and one final tenth pasuk from Torah. Again, the same theme repeats itself, the same pattern by Zechronos and Shofar. One of those brachos gets incorporated, folded in within an existing bracha of Kedushas Hayom. As we know, Malchus. Malchios is how we Tzvira Machokis Tanoim, exactly how it combines. We definitely don't have 10 brachas because we have a Mesorah that there are 9 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. 9 brachas is the limit. So therefore we have to fold one of these themes into an existing bracha of Kedushas Hayom, and we hold that the Tana that says we fold the bracha of Malchios within Kedushas Hayom. So therefore we have 9 brachas that we say. But we have halacha that we should be blowing shofar together with those brachas. So, if you look in the Mishnayis in Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that the halacha is to blow together with the brachas of Musaf. Interesting that the Mishnah here and that Mem Lamed Beis on the Beis, even before this, I mean, just I don't have it here, you don't have it in front of you, but on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the Mishnah is talk about when you blow, say the brachos, Omer, Avos, Kvuros, Kdushas Hashem, the Kol Malchios Imohem, the Eno Tokea, Kdushas Hayom, the Tokea, Zechonos, the Tokea, Shavos, the Tokea, that is Yochan Benui's position. So he says that you call Malchios with Kdushas Hashem. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion. The Rav used to say, in the name of his uncle, Rav Krakowski, who wrote a pirush on the Rambam, and say from Mad of the Rambam, that which we have in our machzor, v'chein tein pachdecha, in our bracha of Atakadosh, maybe is a vestige of Yochanan ben Nuri's Malchios. Because he used to say the whole nusach of Malchios in Kedushas HaShem. And in other words, when we leave off, Kakasuk Divik HaShacha Yimloch, he would have had Kakasuk Divik HaShacha, and he would start quoting Tzukim from Pashas Balak, right? We have the first Tzukim, right? What do we have? Our first Pasuk from Malchios. What is it? Yibishur Melech? No, so it's a Brach of Yibishur Melech. Then comes Pashas Balak. So the Tzukim of Malchios would have all followed from the introduction of Echein Tein Pachdach, and we still say it. In any event, then you blow by Kedushas Hayom and then by Zechonos by Shofros. Rabbi Akiva says, no, if you're not tokeh by Malchios, why say it? So you have to blow together with the Malchios. Rather, Rabbi Akiva says, Avos Tvus Tvus Hashem, the Kol Malchus Mtushas Hayom, the Tokeya, Sechronos V'Tokeya, Shofos V'Tokeya. That is our practice. So it's clear that you Tokeya al Seder HaBrachas. The Mishnah and Amid Beis that you have here talks about that you do the Tkiyas by Musaf. However, Pnei Ateva B'Yom Tov Shavu Shoshana Sheni Matkia means the second Baal Tefillah, the Musaf Chazan, is the one that generates the Tkiyas. Not that, that sounds like he's not the one that actually blows, someone else blows, but it's while he's serving as Shliach Tzibur. Unlike Hallel, where we say Hallel together with Shachris. It sounds like there would have been a svara to say, to do the Tkiyas, Aseda Brachis, in Shachris. The Gemara says, why is that? Because more people are in shul, by the time you get to Musaf, Rovam Hadras Melech, so how should be the same thing, say how later. The Gemara, Elamai, why do we say how in Shachris? Because it's reason Magdimin, so then Yudkiyas also is reason Magdimin. The Gemara answers, B'shas Gzeres HaMalchus Shani. That there was a Gzera that they shouldn't blow, and the authorities used to have watchmen there posted in the shul up to a certain amount of time, to the end of Shachris time. And wanted to make sure the Jews weren't blowing, so the Jews couldn't blow Shachris. After they left, they blew Musaf. That became now the standard. So it could have been otherwise to blow Shachris. What would that have meant? That would have meant that would have had to have been a longish Minasvei Shachris. Otherwise, you can't have the Tkiyas or Seder Brachas unless you have the nine Brachas. So that would have meant that would have been Mitaki, nine Brachas, at least for the Shats, during Shachris. But we don't have that because Gzeres HaMalchus, the din of Tkiyas or Seder Brachas was pushed off to Musaf. Okay. So, yeah.
Which reason is it? Because of Ravan Adnal, or is it named the
day? No, the Gemara says that you have two competing considerations. Ravan says to do later, but the reason Magdim says to do first. So you see, the reason Magdim beats Ravan, this is a Shaila in its own right, a big Shaila. A lot of types of questions like this. You can do Kiddush Levana before Motzei Shabbos, you can kind of reason Magdim. You can wait for Motzei Shabbos, you're more besimcha, you have more people, b'rovam, it's done in a better ofen. What's better? Do the mitzvah z'rizim magdimin on a less muhudurdik away, or wait to do it later with more hidur, such trumas adeshen, shayla, interesting shayla. So l'chorah from this gemara would maybe appear that in theory, b'rovam would yield to z'rizim magdimin. Yeah? Mechanami. So smashing this gemara, mestama they bring this gemara in when they discuss this question. In any event, why don't we do it then? Because of Gzeres HaMalchus. Gzeres HaMalchus, we couldn't do Shachris, so we pushed it off of Musaf. So, we have a halacha of Tkiyas HaSeder Brachos, so the Pashtus, what would that mean? If you have to mekayim 30 kolos, because of the various possibilities, in order to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of 9, Tkiyah Truah Tkiyah 3 times, you have to combine Truah in different ways. So then you'd have to do as we generally do today. Kiyah Shvam Truah Tkiyah, that's called Tashrat. Kiyah Shvam Tkiyah Tashat. Kiyah Truah Tkiyah Tasharat. After Malchios, and again the same 10 after Zechoros, the same 10 after Shofos. That is the way we do it, but we also do 30 before. As we will see in Talmud Rishon, it wasn't necessarily the case that they did what we just told you. Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, and Malchios, and the same at Zechoros, and the same as Shofos. That was not necessarily the case. But Chorab, if this was the main, this was the halacha to do a Seder HaBrachos, then you have to get 30 over the course of the Chazar Seshas. That's the way to do it. 10, 10, and 10. Right?
Where is we see in this Mishnah that there's a Indian to blow ala Seder HaBrachos?
I saw it from the Mishnah Namirah, which you didn't have in front of you. And then this just talks about Hasheni Matkia. So yeah, so it says Mefurish here also that the Tkiyas are done in Musaf, not in Shachris.
So
yeah.
That was more for a secondary reason.
No, that's only a reason why you push the off from Shachris to Musaf. Right. But clearly, there's halacha to blow in conjunction with the tefillah.
And that's the Musaf. That's the mission on the Aleph.
That's mission on the Aleph. How it breaks down exactly, which brachas you're blowing. So the Kiva says what we have Malchis is combined with Kishas Hayom, and you blow then and again as Zichron and Shachris. But this pattern would have prayed out in Shachris were not for the fact of Gzeres HaMalchus. Because Rizim Magdim would have said to create this structure of special brachos and Tkiyas and Seder brachos to do it in Shachris, but we pushed it to Musa. Okay, there's another Gemara also that speaks to the question of Kiyas HaSeder HaBrachos. Actually, yeah, okay, this you don't have. You have the Gemara on it, but the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Lamed Bay says that Misha Nisman Misha Beirach Ba'achatach Nismana Lo Shofar. Right, I mean the Mishnah now that you don't have, but the Gemara is going to comment on it. Misha Beirach Ba'achach Nismana Lo Shofar. Somebody who already made the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, Rashi says, "Hispal tefilas musafin, ubeach tisha brachos." If you made your, you said your whole Shmoneh Esrei with tisha brachos, and then he had a shofar brought to him later. At the time that he davened, there was no shofar available. Tokeh Maria v'tokeh shalosh pa'amim. So he does his chiyuv d'oraisa of tkiyat truah tkiyah three times. Again, as expressed in various tkiyat truahs, it would be 30. But he does his core obligation afterwards. Rashi says, "Ki'ilu, you're doing it b'shvil malchus b'shvil plentichos shofas." It was done after the fact. Says the Gemara. Now this you have. So actually, okay, let's do this first. Before Tana Rabbanan, tkiyos are not ma'akev each other. Brachos are ma'akev zuzu. Tkiyos are brachos to Rosh Hashanah ma'akevos. My time, Amar Rabba, Kumla Lufana Rashana Malchios, Kshitzachronos, Vishofros, Malchios, Kvesha Tamlichun Yarechem, Zachronos, Vishofa Fanei Zvechonechem, Vitova Vime Vishofa. So do you have a drasha here? Kesh Baruch Hu wants us to recite Malchios, Zachronos, and Shofros. That might mean the Psukim of Malchios, certainly the themes of Malchios, and Shofros, and do it together with the Shofar. In other words, through doing this with the Shofar, your remembrance will ascend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara now quotes the Mishnah, Mishabeach Vekach Sman Go Shofar to Kimber Tekiah, Timer the Lavi Shofar Meikara. This is all because he didn't have the Shofar when he davened Musaf. Lavi Shofar Meikara. So then, Kishama Ruhu, Aseda Brachas Shama Ruhu. So what do you see in the Gemara? The Gemara makes it very clear that when you have the Shofar, you're supposed to hear the Tekiah Aseda Brachas. Question is like this. Does this mean, as I just suggested, it would seem to mean that the core obligation of Mitzvah Shofar D'oraisa is our Seder HaBrachos, which means if that translates into 30 kolos, then that's the obligation. Or is it Stam HaLacha that there should be Tkiyas our Seder HaBrachos, but that's maybe independent of a larger HaLacha of having Tkiyas for the Mitzvah Shofar. The Pashtus we say it's all together, it's all integrated. So this leads us now to the question of Tkiyas D'Meyushah, of what we do before. So this is a Gemara earlier, and that Tezayin Amud Aleph onto Tezayin Amud Beis, the very bottom of the Amud. Amar Rav Yitzchak. I mean, if you want, you can notice again the Gemara just before that talks about what we just saw, mentions that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? You should say it before me on Rosh Hashanah Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros that we just saw. That's mentioned again on Tezayin earlier. Then further down on the bottom, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Lama Tokin Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow? Says the Gemara. What do you mean Lama Tokin? Rachmana Amar Tiku. The Torah says to blow. What do you mean Lama Tokin? Rather, El Lama Miriam. Why do we have Truah? Again, Miriam, Rachmana Amar Zichron Truah. So it has to be Truah. Ella Lama, and this is what Yirmiyahu was asking. Ella Lama Tokin and Miriam Kishen Yoshvin. The Tokin and Miriam Kishen Omdin. Again, so we're going to rim shot the way almost all the Rishonim learn. Why do we do Tkiyas, the whole Seder Tkiyas, before Musaf? That's Kishen Yoshvin, and we do it again Kishen Omdin. What is really the question? In other words, the question could be why we do it a second time if we did it the first time, or why we do it the first time if we're going to do it anyway the second time, depending on how you want to understand it. The answer also is very evasive, very peculiar. Mystical answer. They go Arvei Hasata. So there's a lot here to learn. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything on the Yoshin of Omdin, so presumably it has to do with why we do again before Musaf and during Chazor Hashatz. But what's the Iker question that Rashi doesn't spell out? Rashi teaches the answer. We do a second set of Tkiyas. Kidega Arvei Hasata and Shiro Yaskin. Sheyishma Yisrael Mechavin is a mitzvah mistat min dvarav. So Rashi seems to be learning that the fact that you do a mitzvah an additional time, that's the Pashup Shan Rashi, by repeating a mitzvah, that demonstrates love for the mitzvah. If a person does it once, so it could just be that I'm doing what I have to do, that I don't necessarily feel enthusiastic about it, but I do it because I feel obligated to do it. When you do something a second time, obviously it means that you're excited and you want to repeat it because you love it so much. So the second set of tkiyas, the fact that we have a second set of tkiyas, shows chivuv ha-mitzvah, and that is what accomplishes irbuv ha-satan. The satan can't say anything bad because he's overwhelmed by the fact that we show such chavivus for mitzvahs. That's Rashi. Tosus has a whole other take here. Tosus brings from a Yerushalmi, the Aruch from a Yerushalmi. The top Tosus is an Indian for itself, just to be aware of. The question about Tosif. In other words, you have very nice for Arva Satan. But what about Baltosif? Isn't that Baltosif to repeat doing the mitzvah a second time? The Yisod Tosif says at the end of the Tosif is, and many Rishonim say the same thing, Baltosif does not apply when you repeat a mitzvah. Baltosif applies if I add to a mitzvah. If I have four minim in the lulav and I add a fifth min. If I have an extra compartment of tefillin and I add another parasha, that's Baltosif. Maybe even if I sleep in Sukkah Shemini Atzeres, but it's considered an adding to the mitzvah. But to repeat the same mitzvah again, that's not bizman, that's not baltosif. Yeah.
Just two quick questions. One of the questions that I was asking really depend on what we were talking about. Just to understand the question about what we were talking about before, that the Iker part of the shofar is
right.
Then
it
would be the second part, and if it's not, then it's...
If the Ikat Kiyas Shofar, the Ikat Mitzvah Kiyas Shofar is our Seder Abrachas, then the real question of the Gemara is, why are we doing Kishin Yoshin? That's what you have to emphasize. If you could say that it's independent, right, then the question is simply, why do we do it two times? Right, but we saw there's obviously an Inyan to be the Kiyas Seder Abrachas. The Shail is, what's the get of that Halacha? Is that the Mitzvah of Shofar? Is that Stama Halacha? In other words, you could say like this in theory. There's one idea of mitzvahs, kiyas, shofar, whatever the tkiyas are, however many. And there's arachas, we took kiyas, and arachas, which is an independent arach, independent kiyum of some kind. Or it's really the same aracha. The mitzvah shofar has to be, in the ideal sense, fulfilled through tkiyas, aseder, arachas. In which case, the real question is, what are we doing beforehand? And if we're doing that beforehand, then what does that say about when we're yotze shofar? We're yotze in a less than ideal way, and then we're doing it again? What exactly does that mean? Also interesting. But Rashi just highlights the union of chivuv ha-mitzvah. Chivuv ha-mitzvah sounds like in Rashi the repeating. Not that we jump the gun, because Rashi doesn't say anything about jumping the gun, doing it earlier. Rashi says, mechaven es ha-mitzvah sounds like pashup shah, means the fact that we do it a second time.
Everybody seems to say that We're going to see soon.
We're putting a lot of things together. Let's just see what's on the daf in front of us. Tosus has another way to tie it. Irbuv ha-satan. Pirush ba'aruch, kedisa b'yushalmi, bira amavas l'nesach. Uksiv, v'ayam ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. These are psukim Yeshaya. Katsham ha-kal shipur azim nachada, v'ayam v'lo boya. When he hears the shofar the first time, he's a little bit confused. It gets to him, but he's still holding on. The Kadshama Tinyan, he hears it a second time. This must mean it's Mashiach's shofar. It means I have no existence anymore. Matazimnet is Mistbara, and it's my time has come to disappear. Satan has no existence once you get to the time Yitaka B'shofar Gadol. Umisarvev. V'lesu p'nelem evitakati gorya. Okay, what seems to be common to both Rashi and Tosus is that the satan means a satan. The satan is some sort of a power in Shemayim that's makatrig, and the ibra satan means that somehow what we're doing is going to confuse him, that he won't be makatrig. But the critical difference is Rashi has the Ibrub is because of our Chibub Mitzvah. And for Tosfos, the Ibrub is simply the fact that the Shofar itself, the repetition, creates a confusion for the Sefer, not knowing what it is and thinking it might be the ultimate, the ultimate Shofar. I told this to my daughter yesterday. She said, but Abba, I mean, every year we're doing this. Like, but doesn't he know already from the year before that it's not the Mashiach? So it's a kasha.
Yeah. But
Tos
would seemingly agree that maybe this
time the
Chiva Mitzvah said. Yeah. Tos
doesn't say that, right?
But it doesn't seem to argue. Like, Chiva Mitzvah seems to see that you're fulfilling the mitzvah the first time.
The Chiva Mitzvah could mean the fact that I do it twice.
What that means that.
But it could also mean.
Mean the first time you were Yotze.
Maybe. Maybe it's the first time and I do it again.
Chavit, you're not. Otherwise, you're just doing it again.
Right.
It means that you were Yotze the first time.
Yeah, okay, so it could be you are Yotze the first time. Tos doesn't address the question whether Yotze the first time.
The first time is a confusion. The second time is only confusion, you can reference the first, meaning that you're seeing again, seeing when you're Yotze. It wouldn't be a confusion if it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, obviously. You could say that, or you could say that sound the shofar. The sound of the shofar is the tour brings down in the beginning of Hilchos Vashah Tavkuf Peyalef that he talks about the origin, the minute to blow shofar in Elul. So he brings the picture of Elazar has to do with the fact that we blew shofar when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and he says, and therefore we blow for the last time in Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then he says further that we blow the whole Chodesh because of Shuva, and he adds because of Arva Satan. You see, Yerba Sutton is mentioned already, you know, not just in the case of the Gemara, but already for Elul. And then he says, the start of Rosh Hashanah. So we know the reason is because we don't blow tomorrow, because the Hapsik, the Kiyas, the Rosh is given. But other reasons are given. Some even stop 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. Like already today they wouldn't have blown. Because of Yerba Sutton. Whatever that means. So again, Irva Satan is something that's used in a lot of ways. The Gemara only says it specifically about this, that Kirsten Yishuv, Kirsten Mu'umad. What exactly does it mean is again up to various interpretations. What does the Satan mean and what does Irva Satan mean? So far we see Rashi and we see Tosfos. Again, both of them see the Satan as some sort of a prosecuting angel, but exactly why can't he prosecute? Rashi says one thing, Tosfos something else. In the Racha and the Sari of the Gemara, you also see, he says like Rashi in a sense, but he says it a little differently. He says, La'arva, second, third line, Pirush, Tevan shematzanu, kim yesh malach melech echad ashapoda meredes shachas. We know that there's a notion of a malach that's going to come to the rescue. But we say this pasuk when we do kaparis on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Zayin, I think. That there's a malach asher podem eredes shachas. Kein yesh malach maskin. So there is also a malach maskin. That means a malach. Umechavim Yisrael asriban. The omer shema yama baskin aleinu. I don't know what the omer means. Probably it's Chai Yisrael. Chai Yisrael are focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and concerned about the Satan. So they say, oh, what are we going to do to preempt the Satan? Nidaktik b'mitzvahs. Let us be medactic. The kevan sheroa hamastin shemachavin hamitzvus meyushavu muumad ki ilum es akev nelahaskin. So it's a variation of Rashi, but he says a little interesting. He, you know, elaborates mechavin meyushavu muumad, and we're doing this medactic the mitzvus. Matthew, any question?
It's a little bit circular because the reason we're doing is la'arva satan, but.
So it's not so l'shem shemayim, in other words. You know, if you're doing it over them, then it sounds like you're not doing it really for the sake of chibur b'mitzvah, because you know that it's only it's like a means to an end. In other words,
but the reason
the chibur b'mitzvah is gonna, if I shalchi mitzvah, that sounds gonna be misarvev, so it comes out it's not, it loses some of the l'shma here of the chibur b'mitzvah.
Sees that we're redacted b'mitzvah, so we're redacted mitzvah is because the satan sees.
Yeah, listen, that's also madrega. It's also madrega.
Yeah,
it's also madrega. But look, the motivation might be the Satan, but the fact remains that we know we have to tshuva, we have to shape up, we have to be medak and mitzvah. So the Satan served his purpose here. He was motivating us, you know. Kadosh Baruch Hu created him for that reason, right? Otherwise, why would he do this? What? To give us, yeah, the Shnei Tzrachot, we should have the Bechira. So that's, we use the Satan as a motivating factor. Yes, it sounds like it's not the highest madrega. The b'chivah mitzvah sounds like it's genuine chivah. I hear. Take a look now at the Ran. The Ran already is the one that addresses head on the question that we've already been dancing around. What exactly is the Iker mitzvah, and therefore what's the question of the Gemara? And then the Ran also, Baruch Agav, wants a different pshat in Irba Vasata. Let's take this Ran apart. Rama Token on the bottom. Rama Token means in Yoshman Token in the Omdin. Pirush. The meaning of the question is to be as follows. Kevan Sha'asidim Litkoa Kishayin Omdin. Since we all are going to be blowing later, did Kiyas shall say to Abrachos Hein Iker? You hear the Ran. The Ran says very clearly that the Iker Kiyas are say to Abrachos. If that's the case, Rama Token Amin Kishen Yoshvin. So the real question, the real dugish of this question should be placed on the Kishen Yoshvin. Kishen Yoshvin, why is that? Why do we have this? After all, we have the Iker Mitzvah. Is our Seder Abrachis, and therefore, why are we doing earlier? Rechaora, it would seem from the Ran, and the Ramban says this explicitly in the Drasha for Rosh Hashanah, that the Tkiyas de Meyushav were not done bizman haMishnah. Remember, the Mishnayos that we mentioned only spoke about Tkiyas in Shmona Esrei Musaf. Would we have had it in Shachris? Maybe we would have had the nine brachas at Shachris, Pashtus, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. But the Tkiyas de Meyushav were apparently instituted after the Gemara Mishnah, obviously somewhere before Yitzchak, in the time of the Amorayim. The Ran doesn't say this black and white, but it would the Chorus seem that way from the Ran. So maybe why do we do Tkiyas de Meyushav? We're going to do Tkiyas de Meumid anyway. The Amrinan, Kedega Arbibes HaSatan, Zak de Ram Pshat. What's Arbibes HaSatan? Pirush. Rachnia es hayetzer. We're not talking about some satan out there up in the sky, in Shemaim. We're talking about our inclination. We want to melt our own taiva. We want to be able to create a sense of pachad so that we should feel more broken in order to be able to, again, to be able to have a greater schus for Yom Adin. Rachnia es hayetzer. How do we know that shofar can do such a thing? Ki dechsiv, the pasuk in Amos, im yitaka shofar be'ir v'amro yechradu. So, shofar has a power to create awe and fear. The satan, ha'ini yitzahara, ki dechsiv lakish, the amro, who satan, who macham avas, yitzahara. So the Ran says two things important so far. Number one, the question of the Gemara was be'ikar on the Tkiyas de Meyushav. We're going to do later anyway. And number two, Pshalin La'avis Aset means Rachmi Asayetz. Now the Ran continues with what Tosis quotes from the Aruch, from the Yushami. Av b'sefa Aruch kasav, to be Yushami gassinan, k'siv b'ram av zanetzach, k'siv ayam b'yam b'takin shav agadol, k'dish sham asat and kol shofar chada zimna, b'ayav lo b'ayav. K'di tanyin lay, when it's repeated, am avada yushofa the tuk of shav agadol, mat zimni l'zbala, umirta, he gets trembling, umis ayavi v'les p'nai l'meva kategoria. In other words, according to this, it's a real satan up there. Now, interesting thing. The Ran now has a question. Shail is the Ran asking this question on both pshatim or only on one pshat? The Ran has the following question. V'nirali, Chalukach higdimu tkiyas ki miyushav af bishohayu roi lahagdim osam shal seder abrocha shehein ikar. What's the question of the Ran? If, in fact, the real ikar Tkiyas are Seder Abrachas. L'chora that means that the mitzvah shofar that the Torah ordained, the Rosh Hashanah, should be fulfilled on Seder Abrachas. That's the way the Torah wanted it to happen, based on the various rushes that we have. L'mev shofar. So therefore, there's an inyan here to blow Tkiyas the Miyushav as well, the Avas Satan, whatever that means. Why do that first? You should first be Magdim, the Iker Mitzvah, and then afterwards do the Kiyas de Meyushav, at the end. That's the Ran's cash. The Ran answers, L'fisha Igo haya Magdim in Osan, if we would have been Magdim the Kiyas de Meumad, Efshe Shalah Yechoshashin Achatach the Kiyas de Meyushav, She'en and El Avasatan. These are the sort of the second tier Kiyas. These are only Avasatan. So they wouldn't have taken it so seriously. That everyone knows is a serious kiyas. Mela, that's what they did this way. So again, according to the Ran, the union of Kiyas Dim Umad, that's the Iker Kiyas. Kiyas Dim Yusuf, I have a Satan, two Pshat. Neither Pshat is an union of Chib of Mitzvah, either it's the union of Tosos, Satan Mamish, or means Achniyah Yetze. Shal is the Ran's question. Why do Kiyas Dim Yusuf first? I have a Satan should come later? The answer is because otherwise you might not take it seriously. L'chora, according to the Pshat of the Aruch, so I hear the Kasha very well. In other words, this Inyan, Stamath, make a certain, somehow confused. So long as you do that, Liyom Adin, at some point or other, it should be enough. So at the end of davening, also good. Do it later. Do the Ikat Kiyas first, and do the Irva Satan Kiyas, that he should think it's Yom Adin, and he should think it's Yom Adin Agado, he thinks it's Mashiach. Do that at the end. The Teretz is that you won't take it seriously. But according to the Pshat, it's Achniyah Yetzer. So doesn't that itself answer the question, why do it first? Why Achniyah Yetzer? Why? So that we should be able, before we go forward with the Ikat Kiyas and with our davening, we want to be able to melt our souls a little bit, to have a more intense, more meaningful experience when we go through the Musaf. And the key is it should be Achniyas HaYetzer before. Doesn't that, it sort of prepares the soil for what comes later. This is the Kasha the Bach asks. We'll see in a minute. The Bach therefore learns that in a Chinami, the Ran's Kasha was only a Kasha on the second Pshat, not the first Pshat. First Pshat, Achniyas HaYetzer certainly makes sense to me. If you don't want to learn Pshat like that in the Ran, you'll have to say that obviously the Achniyas HaYetzer is stem in Inyan V'Alma. In other words, that at some point in the Yom HaDin we want, just like we want the sun to be confused, and according to the other Pshat, some point in Yom HaDin we want to be Mekayim this Inyan of Achniyas HaYetzer at some point or other. It could have been done at the end also. But it's not Dafka to be done before Dan. But the Bach learns otherwise. The Bach learns that the Kasha was only on the other Pshat. What? The one about the Satan and the Yerushalmi, yeah.
Why can't we have two Arvind Satan and Yerushalmi attached to the Yerushalmi? What prevents that from
happening? Why can it come together?
Right, why can we have two ideas on the field?
Why can you fulfill both points at the same time? No, but the extra key is create an extra element of Irvas. And that was Nachinami, but now it's done. You're saying it's anyway going to happen. Yeah, but if you do it more, so now it's now you have it more. And maybe the point is, maybe I can think I expect it. If you're doing it as part of the mitzvah, then it doesn't have that same message. In other words, if you're Hine Muchan Muzum, and you are now blowing shofar separate from the Ikers Seder Brachas, so that is clearly meant purely for the sake of Lachnia Sayetzer.
It could also be without the contrast of Mishav and Muma. It would just seem like it's just an extra part of it. It's an addendum to the mitzvah. There's no contrast. There's no difference.
An addendum. I don't know. It's at the end. It's an addendum. It's the beginning.
No, if you have it in the same Shemar Esrei, you wouldn't. There's nothing to
right.
Be concerned for. You wouldn't think it wouldn't be live or something. It's just part of the mitzvah. You should be doing more, but it's not Mishav. It's not going to run out to be standard.
It's saying if it's
all Mu'umad,
right?
So then there's no what would be the contrary ideas? What would be the two different themes going on? There's something.
No, he's saying maybe you accomplish it with something Mela, but because the shofar does that by its very nature.
So just to be done only going through Ran's Pshat.
Yeah, he means it because that's going through Ran's Pshat. Yeah. See, the Ran certainly doesn't emphasize so much that this is laying the groundwork. For the tefillah later, for the tkiyas later. The Bach says, the Ran Svara should work in that way also. So therefore the Ran didn't ask really on that pshat at all. But the Ran does not spell that out. Other Rishonim are going to be much more explicit, that the tkiyas de Meyushav before tkiyas de Me'umar are meant in order to lay the groundwork. Again, whatever you say the Satan means, that the Satan will be Mekatrig later, that we should have a Knias HaYetzer for later, that there should be a smoother davening or a smoother tkiyas later on, again, whether it be tzorach of the tkiyas, tzorach of the shofar, of the davening, but it has to, then it for sure has to be done before. The Ran, having asked the kasha, already seems to say, as if that wasn't his concern as much. Simply in Inyan, Knias HaYetzer. Something else just to sort of think about in the back of your minds, to what extent is this Tekiyas D'Miyusav halacha and Tzibur? Notice, Tekiyas Aseret HaBrachas is part and parcel of the Tzibur davening together. Tekiyas D'Miyusav, in a certain way, you can see it almost like a Yachid, you know? It's like a Yachid Tekiyas. But yet we do it as a Tzibur. The Rambam says that you actually take the Torah back first, not the way we do, and he doesn't even tell you say Ashrei. So the Rabbis Medayik, I think they brought down in the Hari Kedem, the other Sfar, that the Rambam wants you to know that this is mitzuruf to the Tzibur's Tefillah that they're about to start. You don't want any hefsek. You don't want Ashrei to be, maybe it's an Ashrei before, it's not clear in the Rambam. But you don't want even a hefsek between these Kiyas D'Miyusav and the Musaf that comes right away. So therefore, you want to minimize that hefsek because it really is part of the Tzibur getting together for the Kiyas D'Miyusav. Again, if it's Tam an Inyan of Stam Lachnias HaYetzer, that could be a very personal matter. If it's a Lachnias HaYetzer or to the Sutton, in order that the Tekiyas of the Tzibur should be accepted and should not have any problems, any arrows slung at it. So then it's all part of the Tzibur itself. The Tzibur wants to lay the groundwork through the Tekiyas D'Miyusav, that Tekiyas D'Me'umad will therefore be more mekubal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Lachnias HaYetzer in the round doesn't sound like any of that. Stam Lachnias HaYetzer, like a personal chizuk, but not so much a tzibur's halacha. There is a Tosfos in Tzachim which I did not have a chance to copy for you. Maybe I'll mention it in a little bit. Let's look at the tour. In Tavkuf Pei Hei on the top, Amav Yitzchak, Rama Tokin Marian Kishen Yoshvin, Vachos Zogmi Shen Omdin. They have a Satan. Zatit to a Pirish. Rama Tokin Miyushav Kodem Musaf, Vachos Mi Tokin Al Seder Brachas. Rama Magdimin with Koa Miyushav. So the way the tourist phrases the question, since it sounds like he's asking, he's explaining similar to what we saw in the Ran. Rama Magdimin Koa Miyushav. Why are we doing that? Kedei la'aviv ha-satan pirush. Kedei shi'es arved miyad b'tkiya rishona shalifnei ha-tfila. Bo yekatreg b'shas tfila. See, here you have directly in the tour the point of iviv ha-satan for the sake of preserving the koach of the tfila of later. So if you can, for the later tour phase, that the kashrut around for sure doesn't start. The whole point was that we do it dafka before in order that there won't be a kitra greyuan b'shasa tefillah. One could have said it's a tzorach of the tekiyas of later. The Torah says it's a tzorach of the tefillah of later. Yesh mefarshim shemikach tekiyah rishonim it's arech b'shniyah. Because the first tekiyah gets confused with the second one, hachi yisav yisham, in other words, shaktosis. That since you're born first, and then he gets a little bit disoriented. Once you're born a second time, he thinks he's finished. That's the end of the two tekiyahs. Because it becomes for the sense of he's doomed. Continues the tour. Having said all of this, the two pshatim in Irva Satan, they should be. Shouldn't be mekatrig, which has a tefillah, or stam, he should get totally confused. But olam ikert kia him umad, shehi al seder brachas. Kidit nana olaf meateva biyom tov shoshashana, hasheni matkia, pirish bish mispal tuyas musaf matkia. How is this a right that the ikert kias am umad? So the Tach teaches it to mean, because it doesn't say in the Mishnah anything about kias to miyusha. That's the Pshat. It only mentions Tekiyas D'Me'umad in the Mishnah. In other words, because the Tekiyas D'Me'yusav were later Takana apparently. Takana of the Man HaMalayim. So that's what the Torah emphasizes again, that the Ikar Tekiyas are the later Tekiyas. And the Tekiyas D'Me'yusav were Takana of the Man HaMalayim. This Yosef on the side quotes, Ivan said, quotes the Ran's Pshat, Lachnias HaYetzer. Yitzhak did not say that. Yitzhak just said, well, you can't take b'shas tefillah. The Bezosu quotes the Ran. The Bach quotes, first of all, Rashi. Rashi, well, yes, he is not saying, he's not saying, he's not saying, Aval Aran Kasav Rachmiyasa Yetzer. Then he quotes the whole Ran. And then he says, the Beis Yosef quoted the Ran, Umashma Ri Midvarav, says the Bach. See it? The Pirish Kama de Kasav Rachmiyasa Yetzer. Come, lo kashikra lo moedim at kias rasei da brachstein iker the pshita who the kodem at filut zochach niya yetzer, and more than that, a few kodem just shachar so you ready with kolarach niya yetzer. But say a shema, they couldn't do it. So as soon as the time of shema passed, they right away chaparayin gachniya sa yetzer before musaf. But lo shami the aviv hasat mamish kama she bo mefachin veikatreg has to vadi kashikim sheina ma'uva vel b'sham moshenis. The Iker Indian of the Ibrov of the Yushami would be Besof Hayom, says the Bach, another Knech. That's the Gemara Din. So that's where the Kasha was, do it later. Now, the Baal HaMor has an entirely different Mahalach. But also it's important to see the Ramban who argues in the Baal HaMor. So he basically learns Al Derech the Ran, that it's in order to that you should have later on, you should have the Tefillah should be Mekubal. But you see next to Chiddush, we'll see in the Ramban that really the Tekiyas later are not Tekiyas for the Mitzvah. You see, the truth of the matter is, even if you assume like the Torah, let's say like the Torah says, the Ikat Kiyah says the Torah later, and the Ran says the same thing. Ramayusha, that's true. But now that you blew Kiyah to Meyushah, whatever the Pshar Rav HaSatan means, you blew it again. You blew third. So now, Chol Yuwah, you Mekayim your Mitzvah? Or not? Was it just a show? Or was that the Kiyah Mitzvah? There's obviously some ideal Kiyah, presumably Aseidu HaBrachas, no? But then what happens with what you did before? You jumped the gun, you mekayim the mitzvah shalal seder brachas. Is that really true? Or the real key mitzvah doesn't come till later? We'll leave the Baal HaMor out for a second. But we're going to, you know, just speak out this question. So there's a Tosis in Sachin that seems to say that the real key mitzvah doesn't come till later. The Gemara discusses a case where you only have maror and no other vegetables, so you end up using maror for karpas. And the question is, when do you make a bracha of asher kitshanim if it wasn't for malach yes maror? The first time you're eating maror, but it's not for mitzvah, or the later time? So the Gemara says that chiz the tain is in the Gemara kuftes vav misachim la'achas shemir kreiso emenu chosim varach aleh. You're already eating your maror, they're going to make a bracha later. You ate maror now, so you have to make a bracha now. Says Tosis, even though Rav Chisda agrees that you're not yotzei now, because mitzvahs, tzrichas kavan, comes out like this. You're making a bracha on the maisa achilas maror, which is not the same mitzvah. But you have to do it now, because you're eating maror now, even though the bracha will only go on the Mara of Leda, which is the Mitzvah's Mara. That's what Tosis says. Nevertheless, Ein Nachon Levarach B'Tibul Sheni, even though that's the Mitzvah's Achilas Mara, and this is Stam Karpas Mara. But nevertheless, Kim Shekhar Mil Kriso. If you already ate Mara, you can't first make the Bracha of Achilas Mara later on, you already ate Mara. Ah, you didn't eat Mara for the Mitzvah. But Maisa, you can't wait for the Bracha. The Bracha has to be said the first time.
Originally make the Bracha of
Mara? Arachias Mara, yeah. Way. Yes. That's correct. Arachias Mara. That's what the Chizya says. It tells us even though Mitzvah Svichas Kavana and the Mitzvah is not fulfilled right now. That's what Tosis times Pshat Nigamar. Tosis brings a right. Again, even though Ika Mitzvah Mara will not pick up the Tibur Sheni, Acha Matzah, because the Mitzvah Mara has to be after Matzah, not before. Mo'eles Habracha. Sheberach b'tibul rishon b'tibul sheni me'achash ochel ma'at b'tibul rishon midi dahavi. And what do you think that was going to bring as a raya, as a dugma? Kiyas dem yushav kiyas dem tosus and sachim kuftes bav midi dahavi abichas shofar dem varach at kiyas di yeshiva umo eres bracha lit kiyas shebamida sheim iker v'nasis al seder brachas. So Linyaneinu, Tosis again holds, like we just saw in the tour and what we saw in the Ran, that the Ikur Tkiyas are Seder of Brachas. And the bracha that you say before, Tos says, goes on later. Comes out for Tos, it sounds like you're really not really yotz in the mitzvah. At least in the fullest sense, or maybe in any sense. That's a little bit not 100% clear in Tosis. By Mari, not yotzi at all. Pashtus. Unless you say the same thing, you're yotzi, but there's another kiyum having it after Mari. It's a little hard to know what that means. Manafshach. If this is basically the li'ikuva, then you're not yotzi anything. If it's not li'ikuva, then how could you have a kiyum mitzvah a second time if you're already mekayim it on a base level? Kubi is a better kiyum, but the mice in the mitzvah is already fulfilled. Can you say I have the mitzvah done again and I have a greater kiyum if I already have it? Lamashal, you know, the famous Piska Rav about Mila, Sitzin Ma'akrinus HaMila, even something of Hidur Mitzvah, you can only have the Hidur at the time of the Mitzvah. You can't do the Mitzvah, fulfill it, and then imagine you can do a Hidur Mitzvah. So if there's a Hidur to have a Seder Brachas, but it's not Ma'akev. Or if the Hidur to have the Mar after the Matzah, and it's not Ma'akev. So once you become the Mitzvah, what's the Shaykh to have the Hidur Mitzvah independent of the Mitzvah? So you have to know. Unless you say you're talking not mekayim the mitzvah, and it's assumed you're not doing a l'shem mitzvah before, and yet you make the bracha before because you're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah, but not the kiyum mitzvah. So yesh the foul pill here. It's a very, very important tosis to know. You see right away, tosis holds that the ikar mitzvah is later, and the bracha goes on later. This is right away why you realize that we're not mafsik between bor la'aloch and between kiyum yishuv kiyum umah, because you want the bracha to go on later as well. As far as the later 40, we'll see, maybe the Baal Mor will help us out with that, why you want not to be mafsik even till the end of the 100. But Pashtus, what's born in Shulchan Aruch, is the 60, because bracha should go on the second 30 as well, not the end.
The outside of the
yeah, because it's certainly not really cool, but just like the Gemara says later on, because the Gemara says that a person davened Musaf and then didn't have a shofar and then got the shofar later. So then you blow later. Yeah, but there's still key mitzvah. The ma'isa in Achanami. There might be an Indian to blow a Seder Brachas as well. Pashtus Tosa says that's the Ikar mitzvah. That's what the Ram says. Also, the Torah says. In the Ramban, we'll see in a minute, maybe not. Maybe in a Seder Brachas is stam Indian to blow a Seder Brachas. The Tokeya. But not necessarily the mitzvah shofar midaraisa al seder brachas. Maybe is it even to have a shofar there? But the 30 kolos or the 9 kolos, that's halacha independent of seder brachas. That might be the Ramban sheet. We'll see in a minute. But the sense in Tosis is not that way, and the Ran also, and the Torah also not that way. The Ikar mitzvah. Now, again, even if that is true. But now, sof kol sof, are you mekayim your mitzvah when you have the kiyum demiyusha? That's what we're not sure in Tosis. Sof kol sof, is there a kiyum mitzvah, but yet you can still have some kiyum after you have the ikur kiyum, because you still have the other kiyum later on, therefore you want the bracha to go on that? The chidush, because usually, if there's an extra kiyum, but there was a basic kiyum already, what's the chance to separate it? Unless it's somehow you find a way to mitzaref it, but that's a chidush. Or is it no kiyum at all before? My nafkamina, simple nafkamina. Do you need to do tashrat, tashat, tarat each time for the three brachas later? Why not to have kiyus de minyushev? So for sure I need to have 30 over the course of chazar shashash, because I need 30 for the mitzvah daraisa. So I'm doing a set of brachas, I have to have the 30. But if I'm mekayim my mitzvah at the end of the day with the earliest kiyus, then stop, I want to blow, so I'll blow later. I don't need necessarily all 30. I can have Tashrat for Malchus, Tashat for Zechonus, which is what some Rishonim had. I could have Tashrat for all three, as Rabbeinu Tam would have it. Because basically I'm a kind of mitzvah then. We of course do 30 before and 30 again. But again, if I assume that the real Kiyum is later, then for sure I have to have 30 again. That's what the Aruch says, you have to have 30 again.
Kaddish isn't considered Hefzer?
You're back in the Rambam, I talked about it. Yeah, apparently not. I hear. I thought of that also. I don't know. At least the Ashri, you don't have. Yeah, it's what you want, that there should be the tzibur's kiyas. I hear. I don't know. I know what the answer is. Chavit, you have a Kaddish, yeah.
Say the mitzvahs then, according to the Tosis, please. The
mitzvah. The tefillah? No, obviously not. Obviously, look, you have a whole Seder, you have Shulchan Aruch, you have a Matzah, you have Haggadah. It's Kosheni. It's not a Hefzik.
As long as it's the latest, the Mizzah, it's the
most. As long as, yeah.
It's like the
second thing in Iran. Second
thing in
Iran?
Yeah, we're
going
right now.
But who are Yates? Right. Yeah, but that's what the Bach time is. So the Bach says, I never asked the Kasha that we should switch the order according to that answer. But the Bach, it's not so simple in the Bach. The Bach doesn't say it exactly. The Torah makes it clear that the Satan is on the Tadu Gishas at Tfilah. Okay, that's the Tosis. Now, let's look at the Balamor and the Ramban. Couple of lines in the Balmor. I mean, there's a lot of things in this Balmor which we're not going to focus on as much, but a couple of lines, and then the Ramban disagrees with him. So, first of all, the Balmor basically turns everything on its head here, as he often does. Balmor is known like as a Rishon. Like, sometimes he says something which is different than all the other Rishonim. It's interesting. He says that Kiyos Demiyushav is not what we call Kiyos Demiyushav. It's what we call Tkiyas the Mu'umat. Okay? In other words, the Tkiyas during Chazaras HaShatz for the Balmor is Tkiyas the Mu'usha. Tkiyas the Mu'umat would be the equivalent of what we blow at the end of Davening. Let's say the 40 face, or whatever it is that we do at the end of Davening, before we leave Shul. People are on their way out of Shul. People are standing ready to leave Shul. It's the end. And the 30 that we do before Musaf, that's not even Talmud of Gemara. That was later Tkufa. Go'on, the Mechveis, whatever. That was, the Gemara never even addressed that because that never existed in Talmud of Gemara. That's what's going to come down according to the Balmor. And the Gemara's question really was different. Not why do we go before Musaf and go again during Musaf, as all the Rishonim learned. Why do we go during Musaf and then again after? And the question is, the Dagish of the question is, Lama Token Kishain Omdin, meaning why the later Tkiyas at all? Let's take a look inside. He also deals with other issues as far as, you see, according to the Balmor, I'll tell you something outside, we'll see how much we'll see of it inside. What comes up very interesting according to the Balmor is the following, that we all know that the bracha of Tkiyas Shofar is said before Musaf when we blow the first 30. Let's say you're not going to blow the first 30. So you're going to have only the Tkiyas HaSeder HaBrachas. Is there a halacha to make a birchas HaMitzvah of Shofar or not? I'm doing a mitzvah, yeah? Quite a bit of a mitzvah. On the other hand, it's integrated within the davening. It's integrated within the brachas, machlis, chalos, and shofars. Do you make a birchas a mitzvah on the mitzvah that you do when the mitzvah is incorporated within the tefillah? Now, the Ramban tying this back to the Balmor, one of the things is we do. What example comes to mind? We have a mitzvah that we fulfill during the tefillah, and we have a birchas a mitzvah that's recited. During Chazaras HaShatz, what mitzvah is fulfilled? During Chazaras, no, that's not middle Chazaras HaShatz. The Kohanim. Yechaz Kohanim, the Kohanim, like Asher Kedshanu, the Kedushas of Shalaren. Akopan, Balmor holds that if you're doing the mitzvah within the Musaf, there's no need for Birchas HaMitzvah. The way he has it, the Brachas, Malchus, and the Shofar serve in lieu of the Birchas HaMitzvah for Shofar. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Tzachin that talks about the column of Brachas, over Lasiyasan and so on, and makes reference to the Birchas HaMitzvah of Shofar. So what's the Birchas HaMitzvah? If Talmud the Gemara, they never had the Tkiyas before Musaf, then they never would have had Bracha of Shofar. So there, he has to say, if Mashkacha is not the case, we are blowing separate from Shmon Esrei. Because then you have to make a Bracha. So that all plays out. There's another inyan that emerges from this Balmor. A lot of interesting inyanim come out of it. He says, Umashe Noagu with Koat Kios Kishen Yoshvin Umivarchin Alein Birchas Atkia. And we make a bracha. Now that's a novel thing. We blow before Musaf and we make a brichas mitzvah with Mishmar Kol Shofar nearly Ki Lo Hayakein Bimei Rabbeinu Chachmei Talmud. That never existed in the Gemara's time either, to have Kios before Musaf. Ela minigu shenhigu l'dolos achronim, after the Gemara. Why? Mishim cholin u'mishim anusin. There were sick, elderly people, people who couldn't stay too long in shul. The kadmi v'natki mibeis haknesses, they came to beit to shul. V'lo natri atzlosa demuspi, they couldn't. They didn't wait around till the tshvilas musaf. The lo matzka biyachid b'ashen b'tzchas shay kamais. Musaf not to start musaf too early in the day, and they couldn't wait around. They're too feeble to wait around for the 3 hours till musaf when they're going to blow. We don't blow till musaf. So they ask kedisa pegam v'nzar that you don't dab musaf too early. V'afilu b'tzibur. We all know piyutim, right? That big part of davening is piyutim. So they used to say krovos in the musaf and the chazaras hashat. Till you get to kiyas shofar, it's another hour because you have all the piyutim in the chazaras hashat. And these people couldn't wait around, so it was a special dispensation made after the period of the gemara to blow for those who came to shul. Now, instead of running around, everyone should blow for those people where they are. They were able to get to shul for a short period. So they were brought to shul, and they blew before musaf, and then they could go home. You're going to have to make a bracha because it's kias. I say the brachas did not require their own bracha, as I mentioned. And so on. Now, so what's the pshat? So now that we know that the kias we could kias miyushav were not bisman gemar, what's the pshat in the gemara? So now go to the next part, the Baal Mor, the very end. There's a lot of things in between here, but he comes back to the Gemara here. Uda asar nara. That's the middle of the line. Before this, he talks about who davens nine brachas. Everybody on the shads and which tefilas. Back to Rav Yitzchak. Uda asar nara. Mehar shmeit said Rav Yitzchak. The Amar Lama token and Marine Kishen Yoshim and token Mishen Omdin. Rav Zad Yeshim and Daktik and Bishmuazu. Ala Sedish and Anogim Hayom. What do you mean? That kiyas to meumad ve'avis asatan? Those are the ikar mitzvah al seder brachas. As Rava said, Rava, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, imo fane v'ashon malchus, and so on. Zechon v'shovus b'mei v'shofar. The im osim shetoken meyushav. Meaning before Musaf, in other words, the Rav's kasha. Why would you do the Tkiyas Arvus Hasadin before the Ikar Mitzvah? Now I'll tell you a chat that I saw Friday night. I happened to be skimming through a Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mifrei Kodesh. I'll tell you something very cute. We'll stop here for a minute. We'll come back to Baal Mor. It says, the Pshat in the Rashi that we saw, the Satan can't be Mekah because of Mechavis HaMitzvah. So the Pashup Shad is that we do the mitzvah twice, it's Chivav HaMitzvah. So Rav Pesach Ben quotes from Yeruchim Perla, the one that wrote on the Sadi Gaon. The Pshad is like this. According to the Baal Mor, the Tkiyas de Me'umad are integrated within the Chazar Seshas. Therefore, there's no Birchas HaMitzvah. So Memela, what was the Chivav HaMitzvah? We wanted to be blowing Kishen Yoshvin before Musaf in order to gain a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the Chivav of Mitzvah. In other words, when you have a chance to express Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's Chivav Mitzvah. So why are we talking Kishen Yoshvin? If we're going to do Kishen Yoshvin, which is the Ikar Mitzvah, that's the Chivav Mitzvah that she's referring to in order to be able to make now a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because now we're doing it before. So it's a very beautiful Pshat that we usually have Pshat Rashi. But that works out according to the Cheshmah that Baal Mor. Yeah.
So does that mean that before this whole Tikkunah that they would make the Birchas HaMitzvah on the second one and not the first one?
No, there's no Birchas. That's about Baal Mor Shita. There's no Birchas HaMitzvah in the second one. Toast is like this.
But only because people were being Yosef through this first one.
Right.
But if it was that no one was being Yosef for the first one, and they only had two, and they didn't even have this original one.
The Baal Mor says that. Everyone else assumes like with Gemar. Everyone else assumes that Gemar is talking about Miyusev, what we call Miyusev, and Umar we call Umar. And this Pshat in the Rashi is also assuming that. In other words, and we did it before in order to have a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Baal Mor is now about to tell us our own Pshat.
Right, because people are being Yotze, that's all you have to say the Birchas HaMitzvah at that time.
That's right, because they're right. And that was post-Gemara.
If people were being Yotze with that Bracha, meaning before the Tekhana, we didn't make the Bracha.
Right, you don't need to.
Because you need to.
If you're Yotze with the Shin Omdin, you only need a separate bracha. That's acceptable.
Means you make only one bracha at the last one, the last tekiyah, the tekiyah Omdin.
You mean no? You wouldn't need bracha there either, because once you already blew, apparently, because you see what that's about. That's a separate in tekiyahs. Avos Hasatan did not get a bracha. You see what he's going to say? It's a separate in. It's that. This doesn't. He comes up with Baal Mor. If you went, if you didn't have the tkiyas before Musaf for the cholin, you would never have a bracha on tkiyas sofer.
Before the tekana, when would we make a bracha?
You wouldn't.
We would never make
a
bracha.
That's correct. And he has to say the Gemara and Sakham is talking about cases, isolated cases. We don't have the you're blowing without seder brachas in a chinam. But what you're doing it, but see, by seder brachas, there's no brachas on mitzvah shofar. That's the chiddush of the Baal Mar. Other Rishonim argue on it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very arrogant. Why wouldn't we brachas on
it could be because we once we're blowing, so we have a chiv to make a mitzvah. To put ourselves, we have a good reason.
Yeah.
Let's look in the Baal Mar here. So he says, Uda asar agren. That which we mentioned of Yitzchak, so they had a kasha. What do you mean we do kishayin? Omdin ravitz asatin. We need the omdin because that's the ikar mitzvah. Then Isa Shetok and Miyusha is a satin, then why do we do that first? V'nir Alon, everyone see V'nir Alon. Pirish Muazu, Rav Yitzchak. Kehein ha'ish ma'itzid Rav Chia Bagam, the Dama in Tokenim Zan Shabbos and Yoshvin. The Gemara has a Russian that they only blow, this talks about in the case of Russian Shabbos. So you only blow in Beis, they used to blow in Beis Din. Only when Beis Din is sitting. And the Gemara had a shayla of Zera asked, what about Nina Lulamba? What when they're about to stand up, Velo Amdu Mahu. So Baal Mar just brings that Gemara to show you that Omdin means when you're finished, when things are finished, when Beis Din is about to adjourn and they're getting up to leave. So Omdin means when you're about to leave Shul in the application of Av Yitzchak. That's what he's going to try to say. Hachanami. What's Omdin? Hatkiyas shetoku kishen Yoshvin refers to what? A hatkiyas shetoku b'seder brachas b'seder brachos b'tfilas shliach tzibur. I abi shehen umad b'shliach tzibur. What do you mean Yoshvin? How could you call that Yoshvin? The shliach tzibur standing, but enam l'shalom now miyushev. Everyone else is sitting. His assumption was chazaras hashatz. People sit. The Rambam is mashma not that way. That people stand chazaras hashatz. He assumed people sit. Kishen Yoshvin. People are sitting. That's chazaras hashatz. Shall you token Osa? They used to blow. How many? He doesn't say. Shall you yotz from the base of Knesset? He brings a sad from Chibur Hagaonim that they used to have an inyan to be Maria and Trua Gedola at the very end of davening. We don't have this idea of Trua Gedola. The Agba Sata. He says that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Kiyas at the end of davening. That's the Agba Sata, and that's Kishen Omdin. You see, it goes on with this. The Ramban does not like this. Instead of reading the Ramban in the Machamos, which is harder to read here, I have the Ritva. Ritva is really two places. I only was able to find it in Kazayin. The Ritva quotes a couple of Pshatim. Laiva Satan, Hiksha Baramor, Hich Amagavis a Satan, Masmid Medina, Rot Svichia, Rot Kis, Miyushab, Yasavich Havasa, Rufikar Barakam Pichasat Kia, the TH2, the Hachin Omdin Hachin Omdin Ratzis Beis HaKnesses. Here I have a certain Pashukas about God of Yerushalmi, and he brings the Yerushalmi connection to the Baal Mar. Very interesting. And he brings another Gemara that the Baal Mar mentions also, that the Shliach Tzibur, when he's finishing the Tkiah, no one could hear themselves because of the Tkiah, the Lo Nahir. The Pshat of Baal Mar he doesn't like. Chad Duraasi Shapi Kishen Omdin, he could say, he should say Kishen Yoshvin. But oh, the comment tavar token of Marian, masim dechiyadadi ninu, the same token of Marian, the same exact things are repeated, the same tkiyas, the sidum of minyana, and so on. The Maaser of Salvation pointed out that this could be the marker for why we are mahadir not to be masik until after the 100. The Chayyadim quotes this also. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like the ikar inyan not to speak is between tkiyas and miyushav tkiyas and ma'umah. And that's pashtus based on usantosis, that the bracha could very well be going on the later tkiyas, because just like by marar, in other words, because that's the ikar kiyum, and one way or another, however you explain it, whether there was an element of kiyum mitzvah before or not, but certainly you want the kiyum to be muhudar al seder brachas, and therefore you want the bracha to go in that as well, and we don't necessarily accept the Baal Mar that you don't need to make a bracha on the tkiyas the mu'umad, and the tkiyas in so you want the bracha to go in that. If we take the Baal Mar that has the inyan of the tkiyas at the end of davening, so to mekayim that, to have the bracha go on that, even though the Baal Mar maybe didn't have a bracha on that, but we want the bracha to go on that because there's also a kiyam possibly there of Ra'ivis HaSadna according to Baal Mar's pshat. So it's not stam because you want to have 100, and so you want the bracha to go on the 100, mecha teisi, yotzi already. So you could say, because of the Baal Moros, there's an inyan in the Gemara to actually have kishein omdin at the end of davening. Yeah, the other reason could be simply that just in case if kiosk were not 100% kosher before, so you can get another 30 in, so the bracha could go on those 30 chais maybe also. But that's where we heard try not to be mafsik even until after 100, chatchila at least. The Ritva further brings the pshat of the Ramban. V'hanachon, see v'hanachon, in the last word of the line, the nema kipasta. See it? The line begins, the taki beknista, v'hanachon, the nema kipasta, ot kiyas dem Yusuf, kodem brachos, ot kiyas dem umen, I'll say the brachos. U'mevadai ein shtey en chova. For sure, they're not both obligatory. Shim tak, I'll say the brachos, v'vad yatsa. V'zuhi mitzvah sur chatchila. That's sur chatchila mitzvah. Kidnai mishabela, karasman agoshofar, and so on. Ubrachi yasa bishloshama al seder brachis. But on the other hand, your yotza with the earlier ones, even not al seder brachis, because the Gemara says that you can work either way. And interesting, he compares it to kriyashma. The ikabis is kriyashma. You have to look carefully if he's referring to this or not, but Ramasho, this is a Masho. The Ikabis is Kirishma with Birchas Kirishma. What happens when we say Karbanis? We mention Kirishma first. Now, that could be a key and possibly the Raisa of the Mitzvah's Kirishma with the Patek Shema Yisrael Shem Kirishma Chod. So, the question is that ideal or not? To say the Patek and then the Kai and the Mitzvah, the Raisa, Shalo kifi takanas chachamim, I'll say the Birchas Kriyashma. So the Rav Svi Pesach Frank, I think, talks about this as well in that shtickle. Or not. Maybe you should dafka not see the whole Pasuk Shema Yisrael in order that you can the mitzvah the first time the right way. Anyway, go down a few lines. On this, Balaminik Hazesh Shalu Lama Nargim Kim Lahagdim Litkol Miyushev Kim the Sofan Kol Meumad Nafki Bezeh. Balaminik Dilu Aver Ves HaSatan Kodem HaTfila Shuva Yasin B'Tfila Seno Kishen Achozim the Token. The Toma Lama Achozim the Token Dayan Bad Dama Shem Yusuf. No, so once we're already blowing before, and we're Mekayim HaMitzvah already then. Not our Seder HaBrachos, but we want to do it in order that we should have the Satan not be Mekatek on our Tefillah. So who needs to see us now Seder HaBrachos? So we're in the Kaim HaMitzvah, Shavah Seder HaBrachos, but we're in the Kaim HaMitzvah. Zot the Yitvan, the Ramban says this. She'osin ken l'mitzvah k'dei l'halos brachos b'tkiya b'tzibur k'derech she'osin b'brachos t'otainis. In other words, Achidosh. That the inyan, the tkiyas of al seder brachos now is no longer the kiyam mitzvah of the raisa anymore. The kiyam the raisa has now been exhausted and fulfilled through the tkiyas to the yusuf, and the only reason we do tkiyas later is in order to accompany our brachos with tkiyas, just like by tainios. The same thing, they used to add six special brachos in the Shemona Esrei of tainios, that 24 brachos. So they used to blow the shofar at the conclusion of each bracha. So we also, at the time of Rosh Hashanah, it's also an inyan of an Eis Tzara, and we have these brachos, special brachos, that we blow together with it, like by the Tainus. It sounds from the Yidvav, the Pshuto, that this is not really any longer the kiyum of our Seder HaBrachos, the Etzem. And you don't necessarily need, therefore, the Tashvat, Tashat, Tarat for each of the three of the brachos, because it's more just that you should have the kiyah accompany the brachos. It comes out, like you see a real range of shittas here. The Rav didn't want to take the Ramban to that extent. He wanted to assume that still, even according to the Ramban, there's still an inyan by shofar itself that remains our Seder HaBrachos. But one thing is clear, even the Rav and others point out, until you get to the Aruch, the Tosis mentions, many of the Rishonim did not have Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat on each of the three Brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. The reason they say is because once you're ready Yotza, you're 30, so then you don't need to have an additional 30 over the course of Shemoneh Esrei. You just have to have a token, tkiyah, together with the brach. We, of course, do both. First of all, because it could be this is the Ikar Mitzvah to begin with. And even if you are Yod Seh, but there's still a Kiyum Mitzvah with the Brachas, and you want the Mitzvah to be done, so we of course do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat in the Chazaras Hashat. So we're ready to finish 60. Assuming we didn't do Chazaras Hashat in the Tfilah Barachas, we have 60. If you do Barachas, you have already 90. And then we simply want to add up to 100, so we do the remaining ones later. But the Baal Mor, that would have been the meaning of the Gemara of Kiyus de Me'umad. But everyone else learns Kiyus de Me'umad is Chazaras Hashat, and this is Stam Inyanim of later on. These are a little bit of a flavor of the various Mahalchim. One of the points that came out of all of this, of course, Rashi says Pshat in the Gemara, the Satan can be Mekatrik because of Chivuv Mitzvah. Chivuv Mitzvah, important point to just reflect on a little bit. Chivuv Mitzvah, how do we relate to mitzvahs in general, to being a Jew, to living as a Jew. In a way, you know, we have a Rosh Hashanah coming, so we can look at it as if, you know, we just want to get by, just like we want to get by in a lot of things in life. You know, we're going to get a test, we're going to take a bechina, we're going to get, we don't want to be caught, we don't want to, you know, do poorly because of whatever external motivations it might be. You don't want to break the law when you're driving a car because you can get caught by the policeman. So we don't want to get caught. We don't want to get, caught. I mean, whatever motivates us is obviously good. If a person's motivated on a very, very basic level, that they should try to be more medactic than mitzvahs because you don't want to flunk the test, quote unquote. There's certainly something to be said for that. It's certainly a madrega too. I think the real essence of Rosh Hashanah that we should be thinking about is not about getting by, getting through, passing, but to strive for something higher, something deeper. You know, it's an unbelievable thing. Rosh Hashanah as a Yom HaDin, and yet the davening itself doesn't reflect the personal feeling of, you know, there are obviously piyutim, sanatoka, but the essence of davening doesn't reflect the process of tshuva that you would expect when you come to a Yom HaDin. We had a Chodesh Elul, we have an Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have till Yom Kippur, we have a Yom Kippur. But the specific tefillah of Rosh Hashanah doesn't really get into the nitty gritty of how to improve this and that. The essence of Rosh Hashanah seems to be about bigger issues. Major theme is Malchios. Zechonos and Shofars are all obviously independent themes, but very much connected to the basic theme of Malchios. The Bracha of Kedushas Hayom is the one that blends with Malchios. That's because Kedushas Hayom is itself defined in terms of Malchios. The Chasima isn't just Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron, the Chasima is Melech Al Kol HaOretz. The Kaddish Yisrael. Not just at Musaf when we have Malchios, but even in Shachos and even in Kiddush. The Chayadim thought that if you leave out Melech HaKol HaOretz, you could be Yotzei anyway b'dieved, because you said the Kaddish Yisrael. In Kiddush, for example, Rav Chaim used to say no. Melech HaKol HaOretz is part of Kedushas Hayom. You leave out those four words, you're not Yotzei the Kiddush either. That's part of the Madbeya Bracha. That's highlighting Kedushas Hayom. So the themes of Rosh Hashanah are big themes. The point is that Rosh Hashanah is a defining day, and it's only from a Rosh Hashanah that we can really begin to look at a Yom Kippur in a different way. You know, the Bali Musar asked, why do we have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? Wouldn't it be better to have Yom Kippur first and achieve Kapara and then come to Yom HaDin with a clean slate? Then we have a better chance to get through Yom HaDin. The answer, they say, is because where do you begin? How do you start going toward a Yom Kippur? Where do we start? Cheshbon HaNefesh. It could just be arbitrary, you know, just put everything out there, just, okay, checklist here, there, but it doesn't have the same meaning. You know, if it's just a question of, you know, checking the boxes, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, so, you know, maybe you can do it. Maybe. But it's a larger issue. It goes to the essence of who we are and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship to mitzvahs in general. And the real way to go about a Cheshbon HaNefesh of Yom Kippur and Aseres Yimei Tshuva is first to get reoriented. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's about being able to experience the bigger picture. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, quote Shemayim, the vision of the world, the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech HaOlam. And it's only from the perspective of such a vision that we can begin to start looking at everything in life in a different way. You can be a firm Jew, you can keep mitzvahs, but you can also, you can almost be like from the outside. I like this, I like opera, I like that, I like chocolate ice cream, I like a lot of things. I like sports, you know, I'm an avid, you know, Knicks fan, whatever. Yeah, I also get a kick out of, you know, the Gemara, you know, opening up a toaster and running. Somehow or other, it's just sort of one of other things as well. I think, I mean, again, not to take away from any time person has an exposure to Torah, it's a wonderful thing. I think there's something missing. Something missing. A person's chiyus comes from Gemara, from Chumash, whatever it might be, from Torah, from mitzvahs. Yeah, so you get a kick a little bit out of the Knicks also. Okay, Mishka Farah, maybe. Because the core, what really energizes you, is, you know, is a pure vision. And then we can do a Cheshbon HaNefesh about whether it's okay to like the Knicks or not, you know. Does it have a place? What is its place? Okay, I'm not saying. Maybe it does have a place. But we understand its place within a larger context. No. I'm not saying, you know, this is, you know, treif, that's not treif. I'm saying an attitude. In other words, we have to understand what our priorities are and how everything fits within those priorities. Baruch Hashem, you know, it's a big world out there. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a world because everything has to fit within the vision of what He has in store for us. And it's easy just to say, I'm building a wall and I see nothing but, you know, Dalad Amos Shaharacha, and it's easy, but sometimes it doesn't allow us to feel the full extent of what it means to live as a Torah Jew. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to understand larger issues, bigger issues. We need to be able to have exposure to bigger things. Baruch Hashem, we're here at YU. It's a good thing. You shouldn't feel like it's bad. The fact you're exposed to so many things is wonderful because it enhances our vision. But we have to realize at the same time that vision still has to have a core to it. And everything else that we experience has to somehow fit within the core vision, as opposed to getting some of those other things and make that the core. The core has to ultimately be a vision of Torah and a vision of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in the world. I'm an ambassador of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There's so many things happening in the world that are in flux right now. We should feel the sense of the tenuousness of the world right now. The markets, financially, so many things are, you know, uncertain. So many people are in states of uncertainty. The world is in a state of uncertainty. You know, so many things, you know, are hanging in the balance. Eretz Yisrael, its predicament, its situation, American politics, so many things are so, and who knows what's best for us? Who knows? Right? We think we know, so we make our decisions based on what we think we know. But Rosh Hashanah is time to take a back step and have a sense of another a little bit. We think we know, but we know that we don't necessarily know. I think that's some of the points I think that I wanted to bring out. Come to Rosh Hashanah, it's important to realize that we have to tap into a larger, not just about ourselves, not just about our narrow selves. You know, there are certainly certain personal needs that we have to be aware of. We shouldn't deprive ourselves of things that are important to us on a very simple, basic level. But when it comes to things that are just, No, not as peripheral, not as central, more peripheral. And we get caught up in them, we're losing the big picture. The big picture is really to tap into the real, the essence of the day, the essence of what it means to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the essence of what it means to be part of Hashem's plan in the world. Hashem Baruch Hu has a plan for the world. It's going toward a state of completion. We want the world to have a good outcome. We want Kaiso to have a good outcome. We want to do our part, our small part, within that construct. We don't have to feel guilty just because, you know, we have certain other interests, but we have to understand that it has to fit in within a certain plan. We don't have to feel guilty and say, you know, we did something wrong. You know, that's also very narrow. It's a narrow vision, and it's all part of the, you know, the more the narrow way to look at Rosh Hashanah. I have to get by. I have to, you know, I have to pass the test. I don't want to get caught. Okay, so I did this. Maybe I'm going to get, you know, that's the Yetzirah too. You start thinking about, I'm going to get caught in this or that and the other thing. Missing the point. There's a place for that also, maybe. But maybe after Rosh Hashanah. It has to take a Rosh Hashanah in order to make us feel proud. That Baruch Hashem, Ashriya Am Yodi Sirua, Ashriya Am Shekachalo. The Netziv writes in Hamek Davar, in the Harachid Davar, that even though the din is so serious, but at the same time, we have to put aside, almost, at least for the first day, he says, the seriousness of the din, and be sameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our melech. And it's almost like the king is coming to war, we're going out to battle, the king is there with us, and even though it's a battle, and it's a crisis, but the king is there. So suddenly, people get excited about the king, because the king is here, the king is with us. But how could you worry about the crisis if you have the king? Almost like that also. There is a Yom HaDin, and there is a crisis. But our focus has to be on the Melech. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And hopefully that itself transforms, you know, who we are so that we can come to Yom Kippur with a certain shift in perspective so that we can see things differently. One of the things we say in Ashmon Esrei, Masei Ish Ufekudaso. So a lot of Svarim say this, a lot of pointed out by many. Masei Ish Ufekudaso. Pekudaso doesn't mean necessarily his actions, his deeds. It means his mission. Pekuda is a mission. Everyone has a mission in the world. What exactly is that mission? So we don't always know. Sometimes it takes time to begin to know what that mission is. You know, it takes time. But we want to ultimately say that we've done our mission. Comes Rosh Hashanah, the din isn't necessarily about this and that. It is, but it's not necessarily about that. It's about a larger question. Did you accomplish, are you working toward that mission? You as an individual, there's a din klali, of course, this kol yachid v'yachid. Every yachid is kivnei maron, right? But that din on the yachid, not just stand, you know, checklist, mitzvah saveris, this, midas tovas, fit it all in. It's the bigger picture of the yachid. Are you working toward your tafkid in the world? You may not know fully what that tafkid is, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you signposts and guideposts along the way. As you get older, you experience different things in life, so you get a certain sense of feedback from the world itself, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating to you. This is where you need to go. This is where you need to go. Are you working with all your kochos toward that vision, to realize why are you here? Why are we all here in the world? No two people are the same. Every yachid is a yachid because we have unique abilities that we can make a difference in the world. Some of us are more gifted in areas of leadership, so we have to recognize that. We have to find ways to actualize that leadership in various ways, again for the larger vision, not for ourselves, not for self-promotion. Kadishim Shemayim. Some of us are gifted in other ways, in musically inclined, other things. Again, that has to be part of Pikudas. The Boba used to say that the din of Rosh Hashanah, it's about the moment of Rosh Hashanah itself. To what extent is a person able to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on themselves, on that day itself? What does that mean? The din is not about this and that, how I acted. All of that is only, it's peripheral. The main essence of the din is, do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as your melech? Do you see yourself as melech? Do you see yourself as trying to be a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you certain gifts. Why do I have those gifts? Not for myself. In order to use them, to help others. In order to utilize, my strengths. Not, again, we have to know ourselves a little bit. Not everybody has the same abilities in learning. Not everybody has the same abilities in chesed. But the same thing. We all should strive to do a lot of things. That's why we should strive to do all the mitzvahs. In that respect, there's no difference. We all mechuyev to do this mitzvah, that mitzvah. But again, Rosh Hashanah is not just about a checklist of mitzvahs. It's about you, the individual. Where are you in terms of you? How to actualize yourself in the world in the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu sees you as, playing a role in the world. It's a lofty task. It's overwhelming. We can't afford to be overwhelmed by it. We have to see that this is what we have to be up for, Rosh Hashanah. It's an awesome challenge. We can't expect to be totally informed about it, because it can be a lifetime to always know. But little bits of it. If there's going to be a cheshbon and nefesh before Rosh Hashanah, it shouldn't necessarily just be, okay, I'm going to say Baruch and Mokavan. Yeah, of course we should. And the more that we can plug in to the inner core of who we are, the more that will happen to Mela. Rather than from the outside in, it has to be from the inside out. If we're true to ourselves and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side, we're not fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who doesn't want to get caught speeding sees the system is out to get him. Right? I don't want to get caught because, and they're looking always all the time over my shoulder. Again, it's a primitive way to think about din. Again, it may be effective to some extent, it might be motivating to some extent, and it might have value. I'm not totally diminishing that. I think the real challenge for us, Rosh Hashanah, is to get past that. Not to say it's not so, but what's more effective, at least, I think, in terms of what will be more helpful, that it won't lead to guilt, but it will lead to being energized, to be able to be up for the challenges, to recognize it is a tall order, but it's something that we're up for. Again, to feel connected to the crowd, to feel connected to the feeling of the world and to Klal Yisrael and to myself as part of that vision. And hopefully if we do that, the words will speak for themselves. It won't have to be. It won't be forcing us to say the words. These are wonderful. It's a wonderful vision, and we buy into it. Just a question of being able to allow the inner feeling to come out when we say the tefillahs, when we say the piyutim, and when we make those own personal cheshbon nefesh before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah. It should come more from that type of a place. A feeling of how we can express who we are in our unique way in the world and feel connected to the larger world around us. Yetz Hashem, we should be zoche, the yachid, the klal, the frat, individually and collectively, to ishnas chayim v'shalom, to ksil v'sima tova, we should hear b'suris tovos for ourselves, our families, and all Klal Yisrael.
Thank you.